On July 20th, 1969, Americans heard Neil Armstrong's famous words.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground.
Eagle was the name given to the Lunar Excursion Module, the LEM, a 22-foot-tall spider-like miracle of modern engineering that allowed Americans to land on and launch from the surface of the moon. Thomas J. Kelly, whom NASA designated as father of the Lunar Module, has died at the age of 72. He led the team of engineers at Grumman Aircraft who designed and built the two-stage spacecraft. Joining us is Michael Neufeld. He is a space history curator at Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum. Thanks for your time.
Nice to talk to you.
What was Kelly's key concept here for the LEM?
Well, he more or less laid out the form of the spacecraft, that it would be two stages and that the bottom stage would lower you to the moon and you'd use it as a launching pad to launch the top part, which was the crew cabin.
Describe it, particularly for those who really weren't around when it landed in 1969.
Well, the Lunar Module was really the strange sort of bug-like spacecraft that landed on the moon, and it carried two astronauts down from lunar orbit, from the mothership, the Command and Service Module, down to the surface of the moon. And without it, they certainly couldn't have landed on the moon that quickly. And then the Lunar Module had to act as a launching pad, so the bottom half is a launching pad, and launching two guys back into lunar orbit. So it was all a very dangerous enterprise, I think.
So it was Kelly's design that actually allowed the
Yes.
Apollo program to happen.
Yes. I mean, that he was one of the key people. He and others came up with this idea of a separate lunar lander, and then he was the leader of the team that made it happen at Grumman Aircraft. And, of course, he had to carry it through the 1960s through many, many difficult struggles to finally produce it.
Hmm. Was there a lot of trial and error, in terms of the materials that were designated for it initially?
There was a lot of trial and error in terms, especially, I think, of the weight, because, this was a very, very key thing. He had to fight a long battle to find ways to build things very, very light. The skin just became, in many cases, just a thin film blankets to reflect the sun and nothing else. So the first Apollo astronauts that flew it in Earth orbit, they called it a tissue paper spacecraft.
And they couldn't bring toothbrushes with them because they weighed too much.
Well, they couldn't bring much of anything. They had to think about every little scrap of paper, every little item they brought with them. Everything had to be very carefully weighed out.
Of course, during the famous Apollo 13 mission, the LEM performed a function for which it was not designed, I guess a lifeboat of sorts, right?
Exactly. That, of course, the lunar module saved the lives of the three Apollo 13 astronauts. That was their, saved them, as you say. It was the lifeboat to get back to Earth when the command module and service module systems failed.
Can't imagine what Mr. Kelly might have thought then as he watched the vehicle that he was responsible for turn into something else.
Yeah, he was happy at least that it could serve that purpose, and they had to drag out the studies from the filing cabinets where they had done the theoretical study about how to turn it into a lifeboat to save the astronauts.
Michael Neufeld, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Michael Neufeld is a space history curator at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum. Thomas J. Kelly, the father of the lunar landing module, has died at the age of 72.